Out of the heart flows. Out of the heart flows. This is Danielle, and you are here on Journey HBBA. You're in the village of helping build bridges across that calm. Out of the heart flows. What a difference a day can make. This heart was recently reminded on how vital it is to guard our heart. It really matters. What does it mean to guard our heart? This heart doesn't share answers, it shares a perspective, and this heart buffet puts words on the table, and your heart can decide what to receive, what to consider. Out of the heart flows. We often speak out of the abundance of our heart. The abundance that flows out comes from what is within. What is within comes from what we allow. It's by the things that we may watch, the things that we listen to, those things that we read. Those are the places that are allowed within the gate of our heart. Out of the heart flows. Out of the heart flows. You know, this past week, and really a few times this past year, there has been some major stories that have been associated with bad behavior, crossing personal space boundaries, court cases that grabbed my attention. And in many ways, like you, I don't live in a box, and I'm connected to major stories that grab headlines, which is usually, for this heart, moments of engagement, of just viewing and moving on. For this heart, it wasn't the headlines. It wasn't just the court case clips. This issue for me came when the rabbit hole opened up and the algorithm brought more feeds from numerous places to view. This heart accepted the invitation, opened the heart's gate, continuing to watch and to find new feed. And most of this was negative feed or negative commentary, venomous comments, which included a lot of he said or she said, old clips of stories that were associated to those that were involved in these current stories, just toxic. In this viewing journey, that really began as more of an entertainment, but it's more of an observation of the messiness that other lives can so easily become entangled into, it subtly became more engaging, including the many conversations from various sources, sharing perspectives, which was not always healthy. Out of the heart flows. This heart found that more toxic was flowing in and less of what really matters was not being exercised. It showed up in subtle ways by personal words or minor actions, irritations, negative comments, or minor debates. Just not a peaceful heart. The heart alarm went off, and I am so very grateful. It allowed me to become aware it was my time to shut it all off, to return to my daily heart gratitude exercise, my daily devotion of my faith, exercising to focus, to continue to build upon peace within. This heart wanted to share with you immediately, once I recognized the subtlety, the minor distraction, the rabbit hole that runs as deep as you allow your heart to travel. To make you aware, in case your heart has become weighted or easily irritated over the simplest things that really don't matter. We don't live in a box, but we can be heart alert to what we connect with, what we observe or view or listen to, and how much of it that we allow. We can be aware of what is around us, but we need to be mindful of where that leads and how much engagement is necessary in any given area, and if at all. Out of the heart flows. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What was flowing from my mouth required a heart check and to regain my focus, bracing, taking captive my thoughts that were running wild and casting down wild imaginations. Let's be mindful. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The abundance is what we are allowing to flow within, to be alert, to be aware, to be mindful. It is the subtleties. It's the small distractions that can so easily rob the heart's focus of what really matters. Out of the heart flows. Dear friend, it's a new day. It's a new opportunity to live heart-inspired. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me. Take care.